God's word for you, Psalm 53, the first part of verse 6. Who will bring salvation from Israel, from out of Zion? From out of Zion could have two, even three or more meanings. First, Zion can be a reference to the Old Testament Jews, the nation that was promised a Savior who would come from their nation in Genesis 12, and another promise that he would come from among their own brothers in Deuteronomy 18, and that he would be born in Bethlehem, that's Micah 5:2, and he would be called the Messiah, the Anointed One, or Christ, as we hear in Daniel 9, verses 25 and 26. But Zion can also often simply be a reference to the true church of God. And in this way, this verse is a reminder that the Savior was not only going to come from the family of Abraham and the line of David, but that salvation is found coming out of the religion of the Jews, or true Judaism. This is the faith that, of course, became Christianity when Christ entered the world as the fulfillment of all the prophecies. This was the confession of Andrew, his apostle, who said to his brother Simon Peter, "We have found the Messiah," John 1:41. Thirdly, from out of Zion can also have the simple geographic meaning, a possibility that is often lost on many readers, but there, out of the city of David, away from Zion, Christ was forced to walk, carrying his cross to the little hill of the skull outside the walls near the road where so many travelers were or passed by. It was little to us and for anybody else, but for him, that labor up the slope must have been among the worst of his agonies. A fourth way of thinking about salvation coming out of Zion is to think of the Christ child being born from out of the true church. He is the male child who will rule all the creation, all the nations, with an iron scepter, Revelation 12:5. The dragon was there, that chapter says, that ancient serpent called the devil. He, quote, stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that he might devour the child the moment he was born, Revelation 12:4. But the devil failed to accomplish his desire. While it might be going too far to say that the woman there is Mary, the mother of Jesus, in the fullest sense, since all believers are said to be her offspring in the last verse, it is more natural to think of the woman giving birth as the church itself. Christ was not born to a family of unbelievers, but to a devout family who believed in God and who trusted in his promises. The salvation he brought was not a salvation by example, as if everyone being nice to one another is all that he wants. His salvation is the saving of mankind from our sins. For although the devil has a good case to accuse each one of us of our sins, and we cannot deny his charges, Christ our advocate intercedes for us. He has in his hands the proof that our sin has been paid for. But that proof is no document of clay or of paper, but the very wounds which he received as he himself atoned for our sins. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God, as is also and is also interceding for us. And who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8:34 and 35. He is the salvation that came out of Zion, for Israel and for more than Israel, for all mankind. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and my song. And he has become my salvation. In Christ, I'm Pastor Tim Smith. This is God's word for you.